A little blast from the past here on Kickin' Country. That's Neil McCoy with Wink. That was number one on the Hot Country Billboard charts back in 1994. I think that's a perfect intro to bring in Neil McCoy, who is joining us right now over the telephone to talk about some new music. Neil, it's a pleasure to get you on today. I appreciate you making time for us. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to talk to y'all. I told you right before I came on there, I was trying to load a dog in the car to take the vet, and I got him in now, so I'm glad we got the time.
Sounds fantastic, Neil. We're going to talk about your favorite hits, which is now out, a recent release. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about your career. Obviously, country music fans have heard of Neil McCoy. They're probably most familiar with you around the mid-90s when things really started taking off for you. What have you been up to over the last little while?
Man, we're fortunate enough, Jordan, that because of the hits we had when we had them, and our reputation of being nice to people and putting on great shows every night, not almost every night, but every night, we've been able to work as much as we want to. We're still on the road about 200 days a year, doing 100, 110 shows every year.
Wow. Wow, definitely, yeah. Definitely a trek. I know we saw you at Country Jam in Colorado last year. You put on a tremendous show, opening up one of the afternoon, I guess we could call it, shifts. I mean, you still put on a terrific show, Neil.
Well, thank you, man. We try to. That's the deal. We want people to know that we are still, without sounding cocky, we still feel like we're as good as anybody out there that's entertaining people, and we just think that if someone will come see us, that they'll walk away going, wow, that was really good.
Let's go back to the mid-90s. It seems like things really boomed for you in that particular time frame. You had the number one hit with Wink, which we just played, and it seemed like, boy, that's when Neil McCoy actually came onto the scene.
Yes, around that mid-90s is when we started having success. And, you know, we got on a great roll, and again, luckily, I had learned from a mentor of mine, Charlie Pride, that took me under his wing in 1981 and let me start opening shows with him all over the world. He taught me a long time ago. He just said, son, if you'll put on a great show every night and just treat people right, you'll be able to work in this industry as long as you want, because there's a lot of fairs and festivals and a lot of things that buy talent every year. And if you go and put on a great show and be nice to them, they'll want you back if you just act right, act professional, act like you know what you're doing. And that's the way we've made our living. And then we just kind of parlayed that into, we think, being some of the best entertainers there is out there, because we want to entertain you. We work hard to entertain you. Some people just go through the motions and try and get a check. Not us. If you've given your time to come see us, we're going to send you away with, we still think is, certainly I can't say the best show out there, but it's dang close.
Neil, when you're performing live, is there still an individual track that gets the biggest response from the crowd? Do you notice that when you're on stage?
You know, there are a couple of songs. You mentioned one a while ago, Wink, which was a big, big hit for us. And because it's tempo, it's up-tempo, we're kind of known as the feel-good people. We're positive. We want you to just, you know, there are some wonderful songs out there, but sometimes you don't want to think too much. You just want to maybe snap your fingers, clap your hands, and move around a little bit. And we're fortunate that we had two of those songs in our career, with a Wink and one called The Shake. The same kind of attitude, and that it's just positive and fun and feels good. And then we kind of broke through. We got lucky in the 2002, 2003 with a song called Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On, which was kind of right down that same line. And people just, they kind of wait for those songs. And we think we give them a whole show of good stuff, but they really love those ones that they remember being big hits.
Well, let's talk about Neil McCoy's favorite hits. I know if you're a Neil McCoy fan, this breaking news of some new material from Neil McCoy is probably it's a happy time, to say the least.
It is, yes, sir. We think so. It's 10 of my favorite songs that I've recorded. Obviously, the big hits in there, like No Doubt About It, they're playing our song on the radio, and City Put the Country Back in Me, and stuff like that, and some of the others we talked about. But there's a couple of new ones on there that people have never heard. One called I Like It Loud. We wanted to put a couple of new things on there. One's called I Like It Loud. It's that up, fun, tempo thing. And then there's a great song written by a wonderful writer out of Nashville named Jeffrey Steele, and the name of it is I Miss You Already. And it's a song that I've held on to for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. I found it. And sometimes you find those songs that you think, well, I'm going to record this. And then it never just fits quite right in the album. But it's a song that when my daughter was young and I was out and still doing it out, but now she's grown and got her own two children. But when she was young and I would come home sometimes late at night or be gone, it's just a song that talks about you missing them, although they're still home. Excuse me. You miss them already because you know one day they won't be. They're growing up and they'll be out on their own. So that's what that song's about. And it's just it's a great sentiment, and man, I'm glad people are finally getting a chance to hear it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a very neat story. How can the listeners track down Neil McCoy's favorite hits?
You know, I wish I could say it's in all your retail stores wherever you go, but it's not.
Right.
It's just because we're not as hot as we were one time with our albums and our we're not as popular as we were at one time. So the place you can get the hard CD copies is through our website, neilmccoy.com, our merchandise store. Now it is available for a lot of the folks that are capable of downloads and the streaming, all that stuff. It's out there dang near everywhere. It's available on 150 different places you can download, including iTunes and Amazon and all those big things. So, and, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, that's the way a lot of folks are getting their music now. If you're of the older set, you're not as familiar with those ways of getting it. You're not as adept at downloading as some of the new folks. So hopefully, if you still want it, you can go through neilmccoy.com and through our merchandise store, and we'll send it to you.
I still love vinyl. I still love getting the vinyl record, putting it on the record player, dropping the needle. I mean, that's still my favorite avenue of music.
You know what? I don't have this album on vinyl yet. If it proves itself to do well, we will put it on vinyl. I sure don't mean to get off of this topic, but I cut an album because when you get to where radio's not playing you as much at radio, you kind of you're able to record some of the music that you want to record. So about a year and a half ago, I recorded an album of songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm a real songbook nut. I've loved that music all my life and feel like I do a great job on it because you have to know how to interpret and phrase and deliver that kind of stuff. And that's the Great American Songbook is the Sinatra, you know, Nat King Cole, that Dean Martin kind of stuff. And I do have that album available on a vinyl, and it's just magnificent. There's no other, like you, I too like dropping the needle on it, and especially with that album that's all I had ever heard in my younger days was being able to play the album itself. So we made that available, and it's called You Don't Know Me, and it's as good an album as you'll ever hear. I didn't mean to get off track with you, but I want to let folks know that I had recorded that stuff.
No, that's fantastic. That's great stuff. Neil, I got one more question for you before I let you go. One of the things that I remember most about you, and this may be right out of left field, but you used to follow the Utah Jazz pretty heavily from what I remember, right?
I did. Yeah, Karl Malone is a dear friend of mine. Yes, sir.
That's pretty neat because tonight they're celebrating the 20th anniversary here in Utah of the Western Conference Championship squad. And I just thought, well, that's unique to get Neil McCoy on the same day as the 20th anniversary. I remember you were a big Utah Jazz fan.
Yes, sir, I was. And I still follow the Jazz. And you know what? They've been through some lean years, but they're pretty good this year.
Yeah, they look all right.
Yeah. Yes, they're really good. Well, I've got to know Carl. We've known each other for a long time, and through him, I've got to meet Stockton and know John a lot. So, man, that was the great days. I got to see the finals with the Bulls a couple of times, and you know, just the ball bounces the right way. One of those times we end up with the NBA championship, but it didn't. But y'all have had some great players come through that squad.
No doubt. Neil McCoy, before I let you go ahead and let the listeners know where they can find Neil McCoy's favorite hits and also more about what you're up to these days.
NeilMccoy.com. That is the thing. If you want to know anything Neil McCoy, go to NeilMccoy.com. We even have our own YouTube channel that people have been going on. We hadn't had it much that have been seeing all our old videos and interviews and some of the awards we won and all that stuff's on there. So it's pretty fun to go to also.
Neil, it was definitely fun to chit-chat with you for about 10 minutes. Thank you very much for taking out the time out of your busy morning to join us here on Kickin' Country.
Hey, Jordan, I appreciate you letting me speak to your folks, and congratulations on Utah Jazz on winning that conference championship 20 years ago. Wow.
I know. Time goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
Neil, have a great morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, Jordan, thank you, buddy.
Neil McCoy taking out the time to join us here on Kickin' Country. Still ahead, local weather plus. We'll play the latest from Brad Paisley here on Kickin' Country at 98.3, 106.7 FM.